Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. Follow us on our Facebook page. Just type in Bricks Real Estate. You'll see upcoming events, listings, and watch us record live most Tuesdays around noon. You can participate directly by asking questions on that Facebook page. Today, we're going to be talking about easy fixes to maximize the value of your home. And this isn't just like contracting work where you have to have somebody come out. These are simple things even that you might be able to do. Some of them may require somebody with a more skill, but others not so much. So I'd like to welcome back Joe Schwartzbauer with the Grey Duck team. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me again.
Yes. All right. So actually, right now, I was prior to the show, I was working on with my brother a book that we're putting together, mm-hmm. which is the Smart Home Seller Guide.
That's right.
And it really kind of, as we're discussing, you know, the different steps in the process to making the perfect strategy to selling your home and getting the most out of it. One of the earliest mistakes a lot of sellers will make is they'll start tackling what they think needs to be done to get it market ready. Mm-hmm. And it's because they live there, right? And there's these little things that over the years
they bother them. Maybe.
Bother them.
Yeah.
Right? Or things that they wanted to do when they bought it mm-hmm. that they never got around to. And,
right.
and so it's been eating at them. When really it's these other things that probably didn't ever get paid attention to.
Right.
To get your home ready. And prior to starting the show, Joe and the Facebook viewers heard us talk about this, but we were discussing that, you know, right now, especially if you're over 400,000, you're competing against new construction out there where things look really nice. And there's a lot of inventory out there of stagnant listings that are not moving of previously existing. And I feel a lot of that has to do with the pressure of that new construction market.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, everybody, the perception of new construction, it's just that, you know, you can move in, not have any maintenance for the next 15, 20 years. Everybody wants that. That's something that is very, very attractive.
Now, it's pretty understood out there. Of course, if it's not new, you're probably getting a little more square footage for your money. But there's things that you can do to your home that, I mean, a few hundred bucks can go a long way.
A very long ways. A little bit of sweat equity.
Yeah. You know, and find some help. You know, if you don't know anybody, like I was helping with a sale the other day, and it's kind of funny because I wasn't even the listing agent, but I'm sitting there providing my contractors.
Totally.
Like, hey, use this person. Yeah. They're great. They'll get it done.
TaskRabbit.
Yeah, exactly.
I send people there every once in a while, small little stuff. They can handle it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, it's good to have a few of those in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And so it's taking care of this stuff that can really, I mean, I think if you knock through your punch list, I mean, wouldn't you say you might be able to take a home and bring it up by 10% possibly?
Without a doubt.
If not more, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think it's very, very easy to increase 10%.
Yeah.
You know, within the parameters of what, you know, stuff is selling for, without a doubt. You need to look at all variables within that. Yes.
Well, and that's what one thing that always drives me nuts about how some people look at the sale process. The list price is an opinion of value. It's the showings and whatever that ultimately decide the activity. And that's why I say a real estate agent's job isn't to price the house dead on perfect. It's to price the home at a point within the range that is going to get the most activity that will then allow you to get the most money for it.
I mean, I price mine dead on perfect, but that's all right.
Well, I will say that 98% of my listings sell within the range
without a doubt. Yes, and I completely agree with you there.
It's going to sell for exactly $384,935. That's including seller paid. Okay. So one of the first things is the general aesthetic when you pull up. I know we talk about this on the show all the time, but the showing starts when the person steps out of the car.
Totally. People make a subconscious decision at that point. I mean, it may not be their final decision. Yeah, sometimes they open up that door and they're blown away by what's inside. But walking up to the house, standing there, waiting for the agent to open the door, we talked about it with front door locks. Mm-hmm. When your agent who is –
needs a battering ram.
Yeah. He's a professional door opener and he cannot get that door open because the lock is bad. That just sets a precedent for the rest of the home.
Yeah, replace the locks. I'm telling you, there's nothing more frustrating as, you know, walking up to that house and you're sitting there fighting with the lock or fighting with the lock box.
Right.
That's another one, right?
Should do a promo, free front door hardware listing.
I like it. I like that. driving around with a trunk full. All right. So, yeah. Put on a new lock set.
It's important, you know, and you know, for exteriors too. New lighting, lighting, exterior lighting goes a long ways. It's little things on the exterior that can really make a big difference. You know, a little bit of weeding in the gardens. You know, if it's in the summer, maybe seal coating the driveway. Just getting everything to feel as new as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just over at a house where you know the driveway was getting there. It's got a couple years left,
right.
But I'm like, you know, just a quick seal coat.
Totally,
it's going to make a huge difference.
Yep.
And you know, I don't know what those buckets run at Menards, but
yeah.
It's not a lot.
Right.
So, you know, you get in and a lot of people, I think I need to redo the kitchen, redo all the cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, first of all, that's going to cost 15, 20, 25.
If you're putting brand new cabinets in.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's not about necessarily doing that.
Right.
I mean, you can lay down new Formica for a few $100 typically,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Again, you get that task rabbit person
totally.
To come out and take care of that. Paint the cabinets. I actually had one, my new listing at Upper Landing,
mm-hmm.
it had that wear from like the dog rubbing against and
right.
the kids and
right.
whatever, you know, or hands, whatnot, touching it. And so it was getting pretty worn.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all you need to do is get some clear coat. Put it on a rag and just wipe it over the front and it should clean up perfect.
Yep.
And it did.
Yep.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Easy task.
Yep.
A few dollars, you know. And now the cabinets look good as new.
Right.
Simple fixes.
Yeah. If you are going to paint cabinets, you know, do some research. Talk to somebody who knows about it. You can do a good and you can do a bad job.
Oh, I love when somebody uses like satin. After a week of showings, the handprints are on there.
Or they paint the hinges too.
Oh,
yeah.
And,
you know,
yeah,
then the
yeah.
door opens and all the paint cracks off basically. So,
Yeah. I mean, doing these fixes, if you don't really have a good understanding of how to do it, get a person who does.
Right.
You know, it's worth it because you're going to end up hurting your sale price.
Yes.
And the other thing too is, do not wait to do these things until after you're on the market.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I run into sellers that try to rush onto the market because they think they're missing something.
Yeah.
And one, you're going to slaughter your days on market.
Yep.
You're going to wreck people's opinions of your house.
Yep.
And when you come to the realization that your agent was correct in telling you to do these things after getting the feedback, now you're going to do these things, but you've lost that coming out of the door punch
yes.
that you get
yep.
with a brand new listing.
Without a doubt.
I have a house that I got to sell twice. It was so nice. No, no, it was, I sold it one fall and then there was a title issue and we could not close it.
Oh, wow.
There was a cloud on title. And it took 6-7 months to get it cleared up.
Wow.
Listing number one was on the market for, you know, over 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Rough feedback because the recommendations I made didn't get done. They
right.
didn't want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And they started picking away at them. I ended up getting an offer for like $25,000 more when we came back on the
fixes.
Yes, yeah. When we came back on the market after it had cleared the title, it makes a huge difference. We're in the last minute of this segment, but another one is just like the faucets or hardware.
So kitchen hardware, the drawer pulls, knobs, that type of thing, so easy to replace and can completely update a kitchen.
Exactly.
When you've got that old – I don't even know what they're made of. They're not brass. It's that kind of funny, dingy color with the curly cues on it and whatnot that everybody had in the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
Just replacing it with something that's more modern can actually modernize the kitchens and the cabinets.
That'll make a huge difference. All right. When we come back, we're going to hit on a couple real easy things to do to get your home to that perfect showing condition to maximize that value. We'll be right back. If you got any questions for us, give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the HouseGeeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
My closing is falling apart, my stuff's in a van, I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending, and the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. I'm Kirk Duckwall, and in studio with me is Joe Schwartzbauer.
Hello.
Both with Bricks. He's Gray Duck Team. I don't know what my team name is for today. House Geeks.
There you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're talking about what things a person who's looking to sell a home can do to maximize their value, shorten up their market time, probably increase their showing activity in a sense, right? And we discussed the, you know, replacing door handles at the front, replacing hardware for the kitchen cabinets before.
Lighting is cheap and goes a really long ways for modernizing
yes.
the home.
Well, even if you don't replace the fixtures, yank out the CFLs, pull it, switch to LEDs, because especially these cold months, and those CFLs take a while to warm up, and somebody walks in and it's kind of dark in there.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, right? It's dark for half the day now, basically.
Yeah, right. So you want a lot of light.
Yes.
And that can be, you know, a huge help with showing. Easy thing to do. The other is lean. Decluttered, right? Well, you're going to have to do this anyway, right? Right. So when you move out, you know, what is it? To have the home in kind of a generally clean condition. They want it for the buyers to take it, we hope, right?
Yes, we hope.
And you're going to have to pack stuff up anyway. So why not get an early start on it?
Totally. You know, the perception of cleaning out your closets, literally taking all your, if it's, you know, now winter, taking your summer stuff out of the closets, packing it up. We want people to see that there is more than enough room for storage in the home. You don't want to open up cabinets, closets and they're jam-packed full. That's not a good perception.
I just lock them.
Yeah. Second showing only.
Yeah. Serious buyers can see.
Yeah, you know, everyone has a different perception of what clean is,
right,
as well. So that's an interesting
– and that's a good reason to contact your agent as soon as you're thinking about looking at other houses,
yes,
not thinking about just selling your home. And that's one of the things that we were talking about with that home seller book is a lot of sellers, they think about buying a home before they think about selling their home.
Right.
So as soon – which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I saw this house over here. I like – as soon as that thought pops in your mind, slam on the brakes and go, wait, we need to sell a home.
Right.
And so I'm going to call our agent or get a recommendation, mm-hmm, and start that discussion. Don't just start picking away at projects. Get
right.
a third-party opinion,
yes,
to come out there.
Yes.
Okay. You had mentioned something about, you know, before you start your fixes, there's another thing that you could do.
So, you know, a vast majority of cities in the Twin Cities have TISH inspections, Truth and Sale of Housing, Truth and Housing. It's called different stuff in different places. Some cities require repairs to be done. Others don't. But it's essentially a city inspection. You know, they're looking for health and safety violations.
Yeah, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Richfield, Bloomington.
Maplewood.
South St. Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. So quite a few places. And, you know, that is a report that is able to be seen, you know, by all buyers and should be – it has to be seen by the buyers. So if there's multiple items that are called out on there, it could be before you ever make any type of repairs, actually taking care of those ones, having a new inspection done so you have a clean TISH report.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it gives you an idea of what might pop up,
exactly,
right, in the buyer's inspection,
yes,
early.
Yep.
So, yeah, to kind of get ahead of that can definitely give you an edge.
Yes.
Another one, clean up fur, litter, as in cat litter,
yeah,
you
the
know.
Backyard, if you've got landmines out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just gross when you go down into the basement and, you know, you ask people to take off your shoes for a showing and then you have litter all over your floor.
Right.
I don't want to take off my shoes.
Right.
Right.
Not in that one.
In that one. Kind of the joke is if I think my socks are going to get dirtier from more floor. So and to go along with pets, smells.
Yes.
Right. Now, a simple one is, you know, everybody has different flavors in cooking that they like to, mm-hmm, do. People have different tastes in air fresheners.
Mm-hmm.
One of the easiest ways to take care of smells is paint.
Yeah,
right.
True.
Right. Now, if your paint is in good condition, you know, mm-hmm, little touch-up paint, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got, you know, lots of, you know, personal colors,
right,
to
right,
say, right, and you can do that, and it can really freshen the smell and the look of the home.
Yes.
Get it ready for that next buyer. And
paint's one of the cheapest fixes you can do. The perception of fresh paint goes a very long ways. Fresh paint that is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
No more blood red walls, none of that type of stuff.
Yeah, and make sure you're not hitting the ceiling with the paintbrush,
oh boy,
either.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see a lot of that.
Yep.
So, again, if you're not
– pro tip with that, hire a professional to do the cutting in, which is the edge work. You can sit and roll walls all day long. Anyone can do that. But
right,
hire a professional to come in and just do the edge work, save you a ton of money.
Really?
And
you know, I have never actually thought about that. That's
yeah,
a great idea. Well, it's like hang your own sheetrock, get somebody else to mud it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say my tip was if you're not spending the same amount of time taping as you are painting,
correct,
you're doing something wrong.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
the
prep should almost take you longer than the actual work.
Yeah, maybe I should be spending more time painting to do that. You know, and Joe, you actually have some really great recent experience with this because you had the opportunity to do a pilot for HGTV where it was all about take, and I loved it. I sat down, I watched it, and then watched it again with my wife. Really enjoyed that. So,
yeah,
you know,
it came off really well, I think.
Wish you the best on that getting picked up because
yep,
that was a lot of fun to watch.
We're in focus groups right now, and they're deciding what's going to happen here within the next week or so anyway. So hopefully we get another 7 episodes.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yes.
I'd look forward to watching. But everything about that show was focused on, I think you had two houses as examples,
mm-hmm,
and the renovation budget was like one was 8, one was 12 or something like that, or are they both the same?
One of them was about 3,000.
Oh, three, okay.
And the other one was about 12,000.
Okay.
So the one that was 3,000, that was one that we did a very small amount of flooring in the kitchen, and then my wife Becca went in and staged the property. Staging is something else that, you know, we have shown, you know, the numbers show that it does
help to sell homes faster.
3 to 5% or so,
exactly.
Somewhere in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a huge difference.
You know, people can envision themselves there, and that's
really
important.
The thing is, and this is key. If you have a good professional agent, they will guide you through not jumping over dollars to save pennies.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't be that seller because it's going to hurt your pocketbook.
Yes.
There's a reason a good agent gets the dollars per square foot above the market average.
It boils down to trust your agent. You should be working with an agent that you trust because what we're going to recommend, we're not just throwing stuff out there to recommend, oh, you should do new countertops and this and that. No, we're going to recommend the things that actually are going to show you a return on your investment. We want to sell your property as quick as possible. So we want you to sell it as quick as possible. It just we
and as much money as possible.
As much money
as possible. Both benefit
exactly.
out of that.
Everybody benefits when it sells for more and quicker.
Yeah, and so like with the one for, you know, I'm just going to let you talk. What were the spread differentials on that?
You know, for the property that we did in Cottage Grove, if we would have listed it as is, we probably would have got $240 out of it. They put $12,000 in for the show. We got a little bit of discounts because we got countertops for a little bit cheaper. We got some flooring for a little bit cheaper because we got them on TV, basically.
Right, yeah.
So overall, the budget should have been more about $15,000. So we would have sold it for about $240. They ended up accepting an offer at $275.
Okay.
So it was a good return on what they
right.
did.
Yeah, yeah, came out ahead.
Way
right?
ahead, yes.
Yeah, and then the one for the three.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was – I think they would have listed at $160. They put $3,000 into that one and all cash at $190.
Yeah, I mean
– that was huge.
Exactly. And so – you know,
that was staging there. That just she blew it out of the water.
Well, that floor made a difference.
That floor made a big difference too.
That,
yes,
that was huge.
You can still see the show on Hulu, I think, right now if you go there and look for Stager Things.
Yeah.
So go check it out.
No, I did enjoy that, but it was a great example of what a little can do,
totally.
And how far that can go. And the thing is at the end of the day, if you try to be cheap on things, your house is going to look cheap,
exactly.
and it's going to sell for
less.
Cheap,
yeah.
right?
It's
right.
Very true.
So like you said,
you should always do everything yourself. You should definitely hire a professional for it.
And you will be well rewarded,
yes.
if you know hopefully have a good team, good recommendations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we see it every day in our business, and it doesn't have to be big dollar amounts,
no,
right?
And
they come back around and help. And let's say you're in a position that you don't necessarily have the dollars and cents up front. I have contractors that I use. I know other agents have them that they use. They will get paid upon sale,
yep.
right? So, you know, reach out to us if you're in that position. If you just want to walk through, want some suggestions, hit us up. We're always happy to help with that. Well, Joe, thank you again for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck in the focus groups.
Thank you. You.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
All right. We'll be back again next week.